Chapter 12, Affirmations, The Power of Thought. Mind power. What goes on in the mind is monumentally important. It has great power to do harm or good. It can be our greatest friend or our greatest enemy. It contributes to our health, and it could make diseases worse. It creates mental storms or gives us the peace we so desperately crave. Yet most of us remain unaware of how it works. We don't think about thinking. The undisciplined mind. We allow our thoughts to wander freely like a pack of wild horses in the wilderness with no goal or direction. Junk thoughts, false beliefs, distortions, and delusions play in the attic of our body house without restriction. We get stuck in negativity. Fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt rule the day. The restless mind has a life of its own. It won't quit. There's a manic in the attic. We asked him to leave, but he won't go. The wisdom of the ages. There is a way out. We can change the way we think. We can replace restless, destructive thoughts with the wisdom of the ages. Powerful, beautiful, deep, peaceful thoughts can be our invited guests and can ultimately take up permanent residence in our body home. This chapter introduces the science of healing affirmations. Here you will learn how to exercise the inherited but dormant powers of your mind. This work will help you in every domain of your life. You will learn how to shift mental gears from negative to positive. Your relationships will improve. You will be more productive. Your healing power will grow. You will become a more skillful pain manager. You will evolve spiritually. You will feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. The attractive power of thought. Thoughts, both negative and positive, have great power. They are magnetic, but unlike ordinary magnets, they attract their equals, not their opposites, according to their vibrations. Negative thoughts attract negativity. Positive thoughts attract positivity. Remembering this simple principle can change the course of your life. You can change your destiny by changing your thoughts. The science of healing affirmations teaches us how to send powerful positive thoughts as chemical, electrical, and magnetic waves to our conscious and subconscious minds and to the cells in our body. Through a simple maneuver involving free will and choice, you can learn how to deploy your own thoughts to break through limitations, transform bad habits, turn failure into success, and activate your healing powers. Thoughts have leverage in the inner workings of our cells, having to do with transforming disease into health. By using affirmations to cultivate spiritual qualities, you can stimulate healing power. When you align your thinking with such qualities as peace, compassion, and loving kindness, you set up harmonious conditions for the healing power to do its work. The right condition for healing is a mere thought away. The problem and the solution is in the mind. The discovery that we are both the problem and the solution in the intimate proximity of our own minds is of enormous importance. A new level of responsibility and work is assumed when you learn how to apply the power of thought to affect any need or condition. A powerful, positive healing force. Life is a battle between negative and positive forces. In the mind, this battle takes place between positive and negative thoughts. Negative thoughts contribute to the disease process. Positive thoughts promote healing. Following is a description of how practicing affirmations can help you transform your mind into a powerful, positive healing force for yourself and others. Affirmations and the subconscious mind. the subconscious storehouse. The subconscious mind is a vast storehouse of memories, thoughts, and experiences. Negative brain grooves. Most of us have experienced rejection, humiliation, abandonment, and the loss of loved ones. Many have had terrible trauma, abuse, accidents, or illness. These harsh experiences can lead to negative thought patterns or habits that cause unnecessary, ongoing pain. These patterns are stored in our subconscious mind and brain cells in negative thought circuits that lock us into destructive ways of responding to the world. Some examples of this type of negative thinking are, I am ugly, bad, guilty, and worthless. I do not deserve to be healed. I am a helpless, weak, inadequate loser. I cannot change. I am doomed to suffer. I deserve punishment. I will never be able to get out of this problem. I can't beat this habit. No matter what progress I make, something will come along to take it away. Automatic negative thinking. In response to life events, such negative attitudes emerge from the subconscious rapidly, automatically, and habitually. They often manifest in relentless repetitions referred to as ruminations or obsessions. The mind can get stuck in ruminations for minutes, hours, days, weeks, and longer. Some deeply embedded patterns can extend their influence over a lifetime. We have a tendency to underestimate the mind's negative power, much of which is submerged beneath our awareness. The science of healing affirmations teaches us how to access the conscious and subconscious mind so that these negative patterns can be brought to awareness, rooted out, and replaced by positive new brain circuits and thought patterns. Mental health. The result of doing this work is a positive, calm, focused, strong, and resilient mind. A mind sharpened and ready for problem solving, managing life's harsh realities, and creating health, success, harmony, and joy. This is a good definition of mental health. Thought medicine in the brain pharmacy. Positive thoughts act like medicine released from the brain's own pharmacy. This thought medicine cannot do its work, however, if negative ideas, beliefs, or attitudes neutralize its healing power. When a positive affirmation is stated, there is often an attack of negative thoughts or beliefs which emerge from their storage place in the subconscious. Thought sabotage. For example, you may be fighting low self-esteem because of prior abandonment. To change your self-image, you affirm, I am good, beautiful, worthy, and strong. However, your subconscious mind sabotages your efforts to create a new positive identity by releasing the negative counterthought, you are an insecure, awkward, homely loser. This negative thought has had control of your self-image for years. It is a well-established thought circuit that does not give up its power so easily. The effect of the countering negative thought is the same as if you were to write something with chalk on a board and erase what you wrote. The negative thought maintains its power unless neutralized by a stronger positive thought force. Create an army of positive thoughts. The science of healing affirmations teaches us how to use our concentration, will, feeling, and faith to infuse the positive thought with the necessary power to take hold in the subconscious mind. With practice, the positive thought slowly grows in strength and associates with other positive thoughts, such as I am a good person, there have been many victories, people actually do like me, I have a lot to offer. At some point, we can deploy an army of positive thoughts to rapidly and effectively neutralize the negative ones. Then, when the same provocative situation arises to test us, our mind stays positive, poised, and peaceful. Creating powerful and effective affirmations. Affirmations work, but they may not work for you if they lack the necessary potency to take hold and grow. Following are some suggestions for creating effective healing affirmations. 1. Define your problem. This can be any problem or condition of the body, mind, or soul. 2. Define your goal. Focus on the solution rather than the problem. Think more about where you want to be than where you have been. For example, if you're working with disease, focus on health. For fear, invoke courage or bravery. For anger, try peace, patience, forgiveness, or gentleness. For weakness, try strength. For failure, try success. You become and attract what you intend. Your goal will become your habit. Keep your goal in the forefront of your consciousness, ever shining before you, making the way clear when you might otherwise be overwhelmed or confused. 3. Present tense. State the affirmation in the present tense as though the goal is already accomplished. You would not want to affirm, "I'm going to be calm." You would affirm, "I am calm." 4. Positive terms. State the affirmation in positive terms such as, "I am calm," not the negative, "I am no longer anxious." 5. Individualize. Keep reworking the affirmation until it feels just right. For example, you may prefer, "I remain even-minded under all conditions," or "even-minded no matter the condition," or simply the one-word affirmation, "even-minded." When it feels right, it will fit the rhythm of your being perfectly. 6. Visualization. You can reinforce the power of your affirmation by associating it with a mental picture or visualization. In this way, you can think, see, and feel the reality of the affirmation. For example, we can all imagine circumstances that make us nervous, angry, or agitated. We can rehearse these scenes in our minds by creating thoughts and pictures of ourselves remaining calm despite provocation. The more we rehearse, the more likely the subconscious and conscious minds will help us stay relaxed when the actual stressful condition arrives. 7. Practice. Practice and repetition are most important. Without repetition, there can be no progress. Deeply embedded negative thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes have been around for a long time in the subconscious mind. When the brain cells are loaded up with the thought habits that have to do with disease and limitation, it takes time to form thought circuits that have to do with health and possibility. The first round is just the beginning. It takes time to realize the deeper pearls of wisdom, and it takes time to root out the subconscious brain grooves that carry negative thought patterns. This is a lifelong project that goes to the deepest and most hidden corners of our being. We need to repeat affirmations continuously for chronic, deeply embedded conditions, and we need to ignore an unchanged or contrary condition as we repeat the affirmation. Many people give up early, not understanding the effort required or unwilling to do the work. Some habit patterns and conditions may change with ease, while others may take a longer time to heal or replace. We need patience. It may take months, even years, to transform deeply ingrained habit patterns of thought, feeling, desire, or behavior. Perseverance is the magic of spiritual work. The more we use positive affirmations, the quicker change occurs for the better. With continued practice, the affirmation takes on a life of its own. It repeats itself by itself. The thought gains momentum and strength, eventually becoming powerful enough to become reality. Repetitious positive thoughts gradually replace and finally dominate the negative patterns of the conscious and subconscious minds. 8. Intensity. To be effective, you will need to bring all of your attention and energy to your practice. Each method described in this book requires all of your heart, mind, might, and soul for maximum benefit. There must be sufficient intensity and concentration of feeling, thought, will, and faith to give the exercise, in this case, the affirmation, sufficient energy and power to make the necessary changes. If the affirmation is spoken without passion or planted in a restless, unfocused mind, it will have less power. Muscles atrophy from lack of exercise. Similarly, those who have not been doing an inner workout weaken their powers of concentration and will, the tools necessary to break through the barriers of limitation into conscious possibility. With practice and repetition, your willpower and concentration slowly grow. As you strengthen your affirmations, be sure not to create tension by going too far. Calm concentration without tension increases the force of the thought. The goal is to repeat the affirmation as many times as you wish with calm concentration, deep feeling, and will. When you realize your attention has wandered, bring it back to the affirmation with as much focus as possible. Repeating the affirmation with increasingly intense concentration and feeling mobilizes healing power. At first, our healing affirmations may be like sparks blowing in the wind with no apparent effect. With patient, persistent practice, these thoughts get stronger. They light healing power ablaze. Although it kindles slowly, if we keep adding affirmative fuel to the healing power, there will be a bonfire. Then the affirmation permeates our conscious and subconscious minds, every cell, fiber, molecule, and atom of our being, as well as surrounding space, eventually bringing into existence the very thing being affirmed. 9. Faith. The life energy operating the bodily cells, tissues, organs, and systems has within it the power of healing. This brilliant power heals our cuts, bruises, colds, and other ailments without our action. We can trust it, and there is evidence that the more we trust it, the better it works. Affirmations are more effective when practiced with faith and belief. Doubt and insecurity undermine the authority of the new positive thought and work against the life energy and healing power. For maximum benefit, perform your affirmation with faith, trust, and belief in its power to heal. When to do affirmations? We can do affirmations anytime, at rest, in meditation, or during activity. Affirmations are more effective when the mind is relaxed, open, and less defensive, such as just before going to sleep or just after awakening. Its maximum benefit occurs when the mind is still during or after meditation. We can practice affirmations before, during, or after a particular problem surfaces. For example, if we are struggling with anxiety, we can practice affirmations of peace while we are anxious, but we can also practice when we are feeling serene, which is a good time to fortify the subconscious for the tests of life that are sure to come. Following is a technique for affirmations during periods of rest or meditation. You are always affirming something in your conscious and subconscious mind. You can find out what is in there and get rid of what you don't like by practicing the following technique. You can perform this technique during periods of rest and before, during, and after meditation. There are 8 steps. Sit, breathe, relax, open, affirm, feel, visualize, repeat. 1. Sit. Sit with a straight spine. 2. Breathe. Take several slow, deep breaths. 3. Relax. Relax the body and calm the mind. Throw out all problems, restless thoughts, fears, insecurities, and doubts, and gather as much concentration and stillness as you can. 4. Open. Open yourself to the idea that affirmations work and that all conditions of the body, emotions, mind, and spirit are changeable. 5. Affirm. Choose an affirmation and repeat it with increasing intensity. With your will and concentration, eliminate all other thoughts. Hold the affirmation in the center of your being for several minutes. At some point, notice the affirmation repeating itself, even when you do not try to remember it. 6. Feel. Feel the affirmation. Allow it to permeate your conscious and subconscious minds, every cell, fiber, molecule, and atom of your entire being and surrounding space. 7. Visualize. Visualize yourself as you imagine yourself to be when the affirmation has become completely real. 8. Repeat. When the mind wanders, bring it back to the affirmation. Following is a technique for affirmations during activity. We can perform this technique when we are engaged in activities that do not require our full attention, such as walking, raking leaves, washing dishes, cooking, shopping, cleaning, or driving in rush hour traffic. We can also do this technique when our mind wanders into negativity, when we are upset, or when we want to change the direction of our thoughts for any reason. 1. Stop. When you notice your mind is in a negative space, give it a command to stop. 2. Follow steps 2 through 8 above. Remember, 2 through 8 is breathe, relax, open, affirm, feel, visualize, and repeat. You can repeat your affirmation, mantra, or chant throughout the day. Every thought sets up a corresponding vibration. When you repeat a word, thought, or chant reflecting a healing quality such as peace, love, or compassion, you will eventually experience peace, love, and compassion. Avoid mechanical or dry repetition. Feel the affirmation in your heart. When your repetition becomes mechanical, bring it back into your heart and infuse it with feeling. Repeat the silent chant when you are working, cooking, shopping, cleaning, driving, walking, exercising, playing sports, or helping others. Repeat your affirmation with interest, attention, and feeling. Writing and recording affirmations. You can write affirmations on note cards and keep them in your pocket at all times. You can pull the card out during the day whenever possible. Pick a relevant affirmation and repeat it until the idea deeply ingrains itself in both the conscious and subconscious minds. We can also record affirmations. How many problems should be addressed at one time? We can work on one or many problems at the same time, but it is wise not to put too many affirmations into our program at first. It is better to concentrate on one or a few affirmations with intense concentration than to dilute our power by spreading ourselves too thin. The difference between prayer and affirmations. Affirmations and prayer are similar. In prayer, we seek help from our higher power. An affirmation is a statement of the prayer as though the result is already accomplished. For example, one might pray, "Lord, grant me even-mindedness under all conditions." The corresponding affirmation would be, "I am even-minded under all conditions." Those who understand themselves to be co-creators and co-operators with the higher power can combine the use of prayer and affirmation. For example, it is often said that God helps those who help themselves. When we work with affirmations, we're helping ourselves. Prayer is the request for God's grace as a means of getting help with the problem. One-word affirmations. When we need to do some work in a particular area, we can affirm any healing quality with one word. For example, when we feel restless, we can talk to our body. It will take instructions. We can give the body a one-word command, such as relax, harmony, balance, rhythm. We can talk to our mind. Eventually, it will listen. We can think patience, peace, or poise. When someone is giving us a hard time, we can affirm understanding, compassion, forgiveness. Accepting the things we cannot change. We can apply affirmations to get rid of any unwanted condition or to attain any desired goal. However, there is no promise of a cure or even improvement in simply doing affirmations. Some conditions will not change no matter how long or perfectly we practice. When healing occurs, if it is going to occur, it is not up to the individual. Do not set a time limit. Desire for change is good, but should not be confused with an expectation of results on our own schedule. Such expectations may create unnecessary tension, an attitude of entitlement and disappointment. Stay realistic and avoid magical thinking. Perform affirmations, prayer, and other techniques with the realization that the outcome is not up to us. If we improve, we are grateful. If we continue to struggle with our current problems, we can cultivate acceptance, strength, and courage. It is natural to want a physical cure or to accomplish our goals in the external world, but this is not always possible. We can, however, always continue working with our inner being, seeking emotional stability, peace of mind, and spiritual wholeness. For most of us, there is more than a lifetime of work to do in these areas. For those conditions that improve slowly or not at all, affirmations of surrender or acceptance may be of use. Following are some examples. I surrender to the will of God. I accept the things I cannot change. Pain is the teacher. I work with it. I learn from it. I am not afraid. Or you might try one-word affirmations such as accept, surrender, yield, open, soft, patience, silence. Example. Joe has a very difficult time accepting criticism without feeling rejected. When others are critical, he reacts with anger and fear. He loses control of his emotions, yells, and becomes verbally aggressive. Later, embarrassed by his immature behavior, he feels guilt, shame, and remorse. Joe wants to change. He starts the practice of affirmations. He affirms, "I am at peace under all conditions. I remain calm when challenged. I am a warm, compassionate, loving human being. I am as good as any other person. I remain calm even if the other person is mean and wrong." With his imagination, he visualizes himself at peace no matter how angry others get. These pictures go into his subconscious mind. Joe performs his affirmations and visualizations with calm concentration, will, feeling, and faith. His subconscious mind forms a new habit pattern of staying calm, just as Joe pictures himself to be when others get angry. Later, an angry person confronted Joe in the street. Instead of reacting with anger and fear, he remained calm. He was even able to stay supportive of the other person and give him a kind word. He withdrew from the scene without adding oil to the other person's fire. Joe marveled at the power of affirmations to heal his long-standing problem. Joe was also wise to the fact that his healing was not complete. From his study of the science of healing affirmations, he knew that his progress might not be in a straight line, that his record might not be perfect. He knew that he might not handle other situations as well, and that negative thoughts of discouragement and insecurity might arise. Despite the inevitable setbacks, Joe continued his practice of affirmation with diligence, patience, and perseverance. Although he knew it would take time, he was confident that he would ultimately master his long-standing problem by calmly concentrating on his affirmations with all of his heart, mind, might, and soul. Eventually, Joe achieved mastery. Points to remember. Nothing is closer to us than our thoughts. It is in this realm that we can change our reality and our destiny. We look at the world through our thoughts as though they are glasses. Negative thoughts fashion a dark vision of the world. Change your glasses. Think positive thoughts rooted in love. Healing power is a part of the wisdom of the body. We can help it do its work when we think positive thoughts. Spiritual qualities are the healers. When we align our thinking with such qualities as peace, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness, we maximize the chemical and electromagnetic forces that control healing. We can work on any problem by affirming any one or a combination of 100 healing qualities. Choosing thoughts in alignment with these qualities lights the fire of healing power. In so doing, we make an immediate contribution towards the transformation and healing of the world by reforming ourselves. In each moment of our lives, we have a choice concerning our thoughts and attitude. A negative thought, unchallenged, becomes the truth. As soon as we practice a single negative thought, we can eliminate it with an army of positive thoughts. When feeling restless, affirm peace. When judging others, counter with an affirmation of loving kindness. We compound our problems with our excesses. In response to the difficulties of the world, we respond with mental restlessness, high emotion, bad habits, and greed. Our selfishness gives us the illusion of protection while creating more fear and insecurity. Instead, we can respond with compassion, peace, and understanding, powerful healers that neutralize all types of negativity. In a state of deep meditation, we can plant our affirmations and visualizations in the subconscious mind. With continued practice, this thought picture grows in strength and power until it has enough force to become a new habit. Healing qualities are the gateway to higher consciousness. We can create the qualities we lack through concentration, will, thought, and faith. Pick a healing quality, breathe it, affirm it, and practice it in your actions. Each time we align our thinking with healing qualities, we move one step closer to higher states of consciousness. When we see something we dislike, we can affirm our vision of goodness and beauty. We can apply the scientific principles of healing affirmations to eliminate all traces of negativity. Even when our thoughts are distorted and wrong, we endorse them as the gospel. Remember this, negative thoughts are just thoughts, not facts. We don't need to believe them. We can take away their invasive, destructive power and replace them with the wisdom of the ages, healing thoughts centered in love, compassion, kindness, and understanding. The body, mind, and soul love this. Fill your mind with wisdom when you first get up in the morning and give yourself a tune-up any time of day or night. You are the primary beneficiary of loving-kindness affirmations, as the affirmation must pass through your cells on the way to others. So too with anger and other harsh emotions. You have the power to magnify or reduce your pain. Here's how this works. Pain is both physical and psychological. All pain is experienced in the mind and can therefore be influenced by the mind. Fearful thoughts magnify the inevitable suffering of life. This is called stress or reactivity. When you strengthen your mind by practicing affirmations and the other methods described in Step 9, it can remain calm even when the body presents challenges such as disease and disability. Some people refer to this as a positive mental attitude, the power of positive thinking, mind power, or mental yoga. We can do much more to heal ourselves through positive thought. Negative thinking leads to negative emotions and vibrations which impede the healing process. Positive thoughts, feelings, and vibrations stimulate healing power. Of course, we need to eat right, exercise, and eliminate our addictions to tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. But it is equally important to replace thoughts of fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt with affirmations of peace, strength, and courage. We may not be able to eliminate disease and disability, but we can always soothe ourselves with positive thoughts. Applying the power of positive thought to healing your life is simple, relaxing, and enjoyable. The results are of great benefit over time. Practice affirmations. You will be amazed when you see how the wonderful power of thought can change your life. Never underestimate the healing power of positive thinking. So watch your thought and its ways with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all beings, the Buddha. With affirmative thought, we can give ourselves inspiration and guidance, comfort and solace, transformation and purification. Following are some examples of affirmations for success in work. I am successful in all aspects of my work. I focus on completing one task at a time. I am calm, efficient, and productive. I enjoy making a contribution to the welfare of others. Affirmations for success in relationships. I am in harmony with all people. I contribute to the health and welfare of everyone I meet. I am understanding and compassionate, even when others are wrong and provocative. Affirmations for cultivation of spiritual qualities. I am at peace, no matter what the world does. Compassion and kindness permeate my thoughts, feelings, and actions. Love is the great healer. I give love and kindness to all I meet. Affirmations for healing. The infinitely intelligent healing power permeates every cell of my body. The infinitely intelligent healing power cleans my cells. The infinite intelligent healing power eliminates debris. The infinitely intelligent healing power creates antibodies against disease-causing microbes. The infinitely intelligent healing power generates new cells where needed. The infinitely intelligent healing power energizes my body. The infinitely intelligent healing power relaxes my body. The infinitely intelligent healing power melts disease. The infinitely intelligent healing power coordinates all the activities of my body. Exercises. 1. Review and study the 9 guidelines for creating powerful, effective healing affirmations. 2. Describe and practice the technique for affirmations during meditation or rest. 3. Describe and practice the technique for affirmations during activity. 4. Watch the trend of your thoughts. When you become aware that your mind is negative, bring in a positive affirmation. For example, when your thinking is stuck in fear, insecurity, worry, and doubt, substitute such thoughts as, I am strong. I am courageous. I can do this work. I can win this victory. 5. Notice how you feel when your mind is negative and when it is positive. What is the difference? 6. Notice the difference in the direction your life takes as you shift from negative to positive thoughts. 7. What is the difference between a prayer and an affirmation? 8. Describe how subconscious negative thoughts sabotage affirmations. 9. As you repeat your affirmations, try writing down the negative thoughts that surface from your subconscious. This will demonstrate the nature of the negative thought images and attitudes that could be controlling you at this time. By doing this, you can find out what beliefs prevent realization of your intended positive thought. 10. Reflect on the brilliance of the healing power. Meditate on it. This will increase your trust in its magnificent intelligence. As you increase your faith, trust, and belief in your own healing power, your affirmations will be more effective. 11. Write out some affirmations on note cards and keep them in your pocket at all times. Pull out the card and practice these affirmations during the day. Select an affirmation of the day. 12. Review the 100 healing qualities in the spiritual alphabet. You can use these as one-word affirmations. Try using one-word affirmations as your word of the day. For example, you can chant peace, peace, peace throughout the day. This will help you get through any physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual problem. If negative thoughts emerge from the subconscious mind, such as I can't do this, peace is impossible for the likes of me, take notice and let them go. With consistent long-term practice, these negative thoughts will be replaced by thoughts aligned with healing qualities such as peace, strength, courage, and kindness. 13. Life is school. Pain is the teacher if we open to its lessons. The lessons have to do with the cultivation of healing qualities. There are lots of tests in the school of life. Tests are any painful problem of body, mind, or soul. There are tests of the world and tests of the body. We don't like these tests, but every test is an opportunity. We can react with a negative attitude or a healing quality. Can you find the blessing in disguise? Can you accept the painful problem and respond with a healing quality? 14. Many people suffer from thoughts of sin, guilt, fear, and punishment. Such thoughts are harmful to the immune system and may lead to disease. Try shifting gears toward thoughts that stimulate healing power. Bring in some affirmations of kindness, understanding, and forgiveness for yourself. 15. The mind is like a living room. The thoughts you let in become your furniture, decorations, and guests. Who and what is in your living room? Do you need some new furniture, new decorations? How often do you clean the room? 16. To illustrate the power of thought, Dr. Blaslotto at the University of Chicago conducted a study of three groups and tested each group on how many free throws they could make. Then he had the first group practice free throws every day for an hour. The second group visualized themselves making free throws. The third group did nothing. After 30 days, he tested them again. The first group improved by 24%. The second group improved by 23% without touching a basketball, except mentally. The third group did not improve, which was expected. Such is the power of the mind. 17. Affirmations are mental push-ups. When you practice affirmations, you are tapping into your inherited mental power. This is called mind power or mental yoga. Pick a goal and line up all of your thoughts towards accomplishing that goal. Don't let a single negative thought come in. If you dwell on the negative thought or experience, that becomes the goal. Train your mind to eliminate all traces of negativity. 18. You can practice affirmations to help achieve your horizontal axis goals, success, prosperity, relationships, and health. You can simultaneously practice affirmations of acceptance when the world or your body does not conform to your wish. And you can always cultivate spiritual qualities internally, no matter what your body or the world is doing. 19. Throw loving, kindness, light affirmations to all of yourselves, all people, and all creation. In the next chapter, you will study how habits form and change. You will learn how to transform bad habits into constructive, meaningful activities, the habits of a seeker, and the habits of a sage.